Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. Joining us this week, following the opening weekend of the men's tennis spring season, is senior Juan Cruz Soria from San Juan, Argentina. Juan, thanks for joining us this week. Appreciate it.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it. Okay, let's get started.
Look forward to it. As I mentioned, you guys played three matches in 2 days at the Florida State Invitational. You finished fourth in the tournament. You personally went 3-0 at number two singles, including a victory over the 59th ranked player in the country from Florida State. When you look back on it now with a couple days, are you happy with how you played the opening weekend of the spring season?
I'm really happy the way I played, the way I fought. It was a rough start because we had the first day we had two matches against FAU and FSU. And the first match I didn't start very well, but then I could recover and I finished playing and clinching the match. And then the second match against Florida State, it was one of the best moments in my college career. It was amazing. We played really good level of tennis. We were really close. We couldn't win that match, but we showed that we are good.
You know, I was going to, my next question for you is that you, giving you credit, twice on Saturday you came back from down a set. Now, in a three-set match, it's not a room, there's not a lot of room for error in that. How tough is it physically and mentally to lose the first set and find a way to come back and win?
It's not easy. Now that I'm a senior, I can realize and see everything from a different perspective, different than when I was a freshman or sophomore. I feel like now mentally I'm tougher, and everything is because I'm older, I think. And come back twice from losing the first set, I think what makes me come back is that I want to give my point for the team. I know I'm not playing just for myself, so that feeling makes me makes me give everything that I have for my team.
Yeah, I know every match is different, not just in who you're playing, but kind of how you're doing on that given day. And then in that situation, is there anything that you feel like anytime you fall behind in that first set and have to come back and win in three sets, is there something that you do to kind of flip a switch and play better, or does it depend on the day and how the first set went as you competed against the opponent to open up?
Every time before a match, I have a mental preparation, a mental routine that helped me. I don't prepare to win. I prepare to give everything that I have. It doesn't matter how am I playing. So I think that's something I realized not long ago. So that's something that made me come back from a lot of matches that before I couldn't have done it. So I think it's everything mental. And I feel I'm mentally tough enough to come back from matches where maybe I'm not I didn't play my best game in the first set, but then I can think in that moment that I have between the first and the second set and realize that I can switch that the course of the match and be able to come back.
Now, there were several tournaments on the fall schedule. You played in three of them, but all in October. So it's the first time that you played competitive matches since the middle of October when you were at the ITA regionals. What did you do from the end of the fall season through last weekend to prepare for the spring?
When I went back home, I took advantage of the weather because back home is summer right now, so it's good to practice because it's not cold. So I train every day. My little brother, that he also wants to come to the U.S., he's training over there and preparing for to play tournaments. So I train with him, and I think that makes me ready to play this tournament. And then last week before the tournament with coach and the team, I think we had a good preparation, a good conditioning, and then we prepare the best way we could to play this weekend.
How much did your play in the fall? You participated in three tournaments. You went 7-3 in singles, and that included winning a match in pre-qualifying at the ITA All-American Championships. How much did those events help prepare you for the spring?
The fall is not really funny for tennis players because we play just a few tournaments, but at the same time we can play a lot of matches, and I think that all those matches they help me be ready and be competitive for the spring.
Is it more about kind of seeing some different players and competing against different styles and whether you won or lost in terms of what was important to you during the fall?
Since we play a lot of matches, you play a lot of different players, different styles, and that makes you mentally ready to affront different kind of players in the spring, because you don't always play. Maybe sometimes you play offensive players, sometimes you play against players that they make balls and run. So I think the fall is good because you play against different styles. So I think that's a good way to prepare for the spring.
For you, compare the fall, which is, tournaments and flights and brackets, versus the spring where it's team competition. On the day of a match, do you do anything different in terms of your preparation and expectations that day? Or if the scoreboard's on and the uniform's on, do you do the same thing every time?
I prepare the same thing for every match, but I think what the spring has that the fall doesn't have is that you play not just for yourself, but you play for the team. And I think that's an extra excitement that makes you, at least in my personal opinion, makes you play better and give even more than if you're playing just for yourself. So, but anyway, when you're on court, it's just you against your opponent. So it doesn't matter if you're playing for the team or for yourself. At least in my opinion, and I think, can we repeat that?
Do you do anything different, or once first serve is in, you treat it all the same regardless of fall setup or spring setup?
Yeah. Once I'm on court, I just play the same way. It doesn't matter if it's in the fall, the spring, or...
If you care to discuss, what kind of goals have you set both individually and as a team for the spring season that you just started?
For the team, of course, would be win conference and go to national. That's why I came here. And individually, try to give my best every time I'm on court and be able to give my point for the team and for the best interest of our team.
Visiting this week on Inside JAG Nation with Juan Cruz Soria, and mentioned you're a senior on the team this year, but it's your first year at the program. You are native San Juan, Argentina, but you started your collegiate career at a school currently known as Texas Rio Grande Valley. Going back to when you were in high school and secondary school, what went into your decision that you wanted to play college tennis in the United States?
My first goal was to go pro, but then when I was about to finish high school, I realized that the time and the money that you need to go pro is not easy to get, and if you are not 100% sure that you want that, it's a waste of time because you have behind you like 1,000 more players that they are 100% sure that they want to do it. So I wanted to do it, but I wasn't 100% sure that that was what I wanted to do. So I thought for like another options, and then I came up with like playing college in the US. I knew some people that was here, and I started asking, and they told me it was a really good option. The level of tennis was really good. Plus, you get your degree, so I think that's why I took that decision.
And when you made the decision and started looking at schools, you ended up at Rio Grande Valley, but were there any other schools who were interested in you coming there, and why did you ultimately decide to go where you did?
Yes, I was talking with other coaches. I think it was Old Dominion, Southern Illinois, and other schools that I don't remember. And I finally chose Rio Grande Valley because it was the best scholarship that they offer. So that was the main attraction for me to go there.
You ended up playing 3 years there. And some of the honors that you picked up during your career over there include your first team All-Western Athletic Conference in singles twice. The school voted you the co-men's student athlete of the year. You were the WAC player of the year in 2015. So obviously you experienced success there. What ultimately led to your decision that you wanted to find another school and finish your career and get your degree somewhere else?
Yeah, the coach that I was there my first 2 years, he decided to leave, and the team kind of like broke up, like some guys left. So my junior year we had a weak team, and I wanted something better. I wanted to like be able to compete for like better things. I knew that I could be in a better team. So I knew Nacho from South, and I started talking to him, and then Nick Brochu when I decided to transfer, I started talking to coach Brochu, and I decided to come here because I knew that they had a good team and that we can compete for good things.
Nacho's nickname of the graduate assistant for the men's program, Juan Traglia, who also from Argentina and played here, just wrapped up his career in the spring, as a matter of fact. You know, because of that relationship, did you really look anywhere else, or because of what you knew about this program and knowing him, were you pretty comfortable, this is what I want to do?
I kind of followed Nacho through his career. I knew that they play like 3 times final of conference, and also I knew that they had like some ranked players. So then when I started talking to Nacho, and he told me everything about South and the culture, the program, I knew it was the right choice to transfer here.
How was the transition in August and September, where you get into school, you practice some, but you aren't in that fall season yet? And, you know, because you're not a freshman joining a program, you're a senior joining a program, and that may have made it a little different maybe than when you first went to Rio Grande Valley?
Yeah, of course. I knew what it was, college, but still it was like kind of everything new for me. Like I had to get used to the campus, I had to get used to like new professors. So I think it was smoother than if I would have been a freshman, but still it's rough to change environment, especially from Texas to here. So, but I think with the team and everything went well.
You know, now that you've been here for over a semester, you know, what do you find that you like most about the university and the men's tennis program that you're a part of?
I really enjoy playing tennis here. I think the facilities are great. The team is great. My teammates, Coach Brochu, having Nacho as an assistant coach, I think it's great, because I know Nacho from like junior tournaments in Argentina. So I think all that make my transition easier.
So I want to go back to the days when you were a kid in Argentina growing up. When did you first start playing tennis, and why did you get involved?
I started playing when I was like 3 years old. My whole family plays tennis. My dad, he played tennis before he started college, and then after. And then my big brother, he was playing tennis, so of course I wanted to follow them. I started going with my dad after he trained with my big brother, and that's how everything started.
So you started at three, which is, it's kind of hard to picture. I mean, the racket practically was probably as big as you, I imagine, at that time.
Yeah, I have some pictures, and the racket was bigger than me, so.
How long did it take you to get into, like, competitive tennis and maybe playing some tournaments? And
My family, like, my dad, he always tried to make me and my brothers competitive in whatever aspect in our lives. So I started competing when I was 7 years old. That's when I started playing tournaments, and since then I haven't stopped.
Well, what's the junior tournament circuit like in Argentina? Like, how frequently do you play, and you know, how big are the tournaments? How good's the competition?
The competition is pretty good. We have like lots of players. When I was in junior, we had like different levels of tournaments. So I played a lot of tournaments, especially my last year of high school. I missed a lot of days in school because of traveling. I traveled a lot around Argentina, and then I started traveling around South America to play like different countries. And the level is pretty high. We have some really good players.
So I want to ask you, having grown up in Argentina, and you said you know, your senior year you traveled around South America. Well, now you've got over 3 years experience in the United States, 3 years in Texas, South Texas, and then now in Mobile. Compare living in the United States to growing up in Argentina.
I think it's really different, like every aspect, like food, people, even school, like your exams, everything is different. The weather here in Mobile, for example, is like really hot during summer, but it's humid, and back home it can get really hot, but it's like really dry. But I think the main thing is that you can find here like people from like all over the world, and back home it's not like that. It's more like just people from each country. So I think it's a really good experience to like travel and see other places and other cultures, and I think it's great.
Maybe you've put a lot of thought into this, you know, as part of your senior year, and maybe you're waiting to kind of wrap up college tennis and then really put together a plan. But what kind of like long-term goals in tennis do you have?
I'm planning to play tournaments next summer because I haven't really played tournaments outside college, and I feel like I'm playing in a good level, and I want to give a try in like professional tennis tournaments. I might go to Europe to play next summer. Besides that, if I get the result that I'm expecting, I might continue, and if not, I'll continue. I'll try to get a job or go to grad school or something.
Visiting this week with Juan Cruz Soria from the men's tennis program, coming off a 3-0 weekend in singles at the Florida State Invitational, where he helped the Jaguars finish fourth. Got some quick questions. Kind of the first thing that comes to your mind, maybe treat it like a tiebreaker where it's just point, 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 and finish up the interview. You know, when you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
I like to watch Netflix, read, and talk with my girlfriend.
What's your favorite sport outside of tennis?
Soccer or football, how we call it back home.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
Oh, the last summer I went to Wimbledon in England with my girlfriend, and I watched Roger Federer. That was a dream.
And what athletic event have you never been to that's on your list that you absolutely want to go to at some point when you have the chance?
The French Open.
You get a chance to take a dream vacation. Where are you going?
Italy.
What's your favorite movie?
Harry Potter.
You have a specific one? I think there are like 8 of them, aren't there?
I like all of them.
What's your favorite book?
Harry Potter.
All of them?
All of them. I'm a big Harry Potter fan.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
I don't really have a favorite one.
Well, I guess when you're watching all those movies, reading all those books, not a lot of time for music. We'll give you a pass on that one. But you do like movies, which is good, because you'll have some ideas when I ask you your last question. You know, down the line, when someone comes back years from now and decides they're going to make the Juan Cruz Soria story, who plays what actor plays the leading role?
Daniel Radcliffe.
We've been visiting with Juan Cruz Soria with the men's tennis program this week. They are off until the last weekend of the month. January 29th is when they'll return to action. Appreciate your taking the time with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I really enjoy this. Thank you so much.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!